Although there are 622 references in the Bible to heaven, what will heaven really be like? It's not so clear. The simple answer is that heaven is about Jesus, not about us. If it was about us, we would be focused on what we get when we get to heaven. If we focus ourselves on ourselves, we will be like the Islamic heaven. Their holy book contains many references to an afterlife in Eden for those who do good works. Heaven is described primarily in physical terms as a place where every wish is immediately fulfilled when asked. In Christianity, Jesus, not us, is the focus of heaven. If you stop the average person on the street and ask them what heaven is like, they'll probably tell you what they got from where they got their information from cartoons. Cartoons depict heaven as a place which is very white, and people walk around in white clothes with wings and on their backs and playing the harp. This is obviously an incorrect picture. A group of Sunday school children were taught the story of Lazarus and the rich man in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. This is the story where the beggar was carried to Abraham's side in heaven, and the rich man was sent to hell. After teaching the story, the teacher asked the children, "Who wants to be like the rich man?" No one raised their hands. The teacher then asked the children, "Who wants to be like Lazarus?" All but one of the kids raised their hand. When asked who he wanted to be like, one child said, "I want to be like the rich man on earth and Lazarus in heaven." Here's a few sayings about heaven. Number one, if heaven is a place to rest, many Christians are going to be all practice up for it. Number two, money is used as a universal passport to everywhere except heaven. Number three, heaven is a place prepared for those who are prepared for it. And number four, every person should have three homes: a domestic home, a church home, and an eternal home. If you read the few dozen verses of the 622 verses on heaven, you will see that they fall into a pattern. I see at least four categories. Number one, heaven is about God. Psalm 19, verses 1 and 2. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim his works, the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech, and night after night they reveal knowledge. Number two, heaven is an investment. Matthew 6, 19 and 20 says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where the moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal." Number three, verses about heaven are for our encouragement. John chapter 14, verse 2 says, "My Father's house has many rooms. If they were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you." Number four, heaven was a focus on Jesus. Matthew 4, 17. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." If you were witnessing and shared the gospel with someone and they ask you one of the following questions, how would you respond? Question number one, is heaven a real place? Answer, yes. The Bible describes heaven as an actual place that Jesus is preparing for us. Number two, in heaven, will we recognize the friends and loved ones we knew on earth? Answer, yes. In 1 Thessalonians 4, 14 to 16, it says, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. After that, we who are still alive and left will be caught up together with those in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words." Number three, how will a heavenly perspective impact life on earth? Some Christians are accused of being so heavenly minded they are of no earthly value, but this is rarely the case. In fact, William Wilberforce pointed out that the opposite is often true. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of heaven that they have become so ineffective on earth. C.S. Lewis summed it up this way: "Aim at heaven and you will get the earth thrown in. Aim at the earth and you'll get neither." Number four, why wouldn't God allow everyone to go to heaven? Answer, people choose to go to heaven or hell. The choice is theirs. Jesus doesn't only show us the way, he is the way. He doesn't just give us life, he is the life. He doesn't just tell us the truth, he is the truth. Not all people will be in heaven, but some from all tribes will be there. Focus on reaching the lost tribes. How to get to heaven? Answer, Acts 16:31. Paul and Silas replied, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your whole household." receive. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God." Believe and receive is the path to heaven. A Christian will never feel completely satisfied on earth because you were made for more than just being here in the here and now. You were made for heaven. Conclusion, there's two types of religions today. The first one is the do religion. They say you have to do things in order to please God to get into heaven. The second religion is done religion. This group says that as a sinner, you can never do enough to please a holy God, but Christ's sacrifice on the cross was enough to pay for our sin. Therefore, the work that Jesus did on the cross was enough to pay for our sins. Jesus did the work, and now the work is done. Our goal is not to get to heaven, but to know God, to do his will, and to glorify him in all that we do. If we believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be found in heaven one day. When you get to heaven, look around. How many people will be there because they saw Jesus in you? Mr. John Drescher wrote, "When John Owens, the great Puritan, lay on his deathbed, his secretary wrote in his name to a friend, 'I am still in the land of the living.' Owens said to his secretary, 'Stop, I'm in the land of dying, but I hope soon to be in the land of the living.'" Tony Evans wrote, "When citizens travel overseas, they need passports to enter into another country. The passport must be stamped, giving the person access to enter the country. No passport, no entry. In order to enter heaven, a person must have a passport stamped with the blood of Jesus Christ. No passport, no entry. Accept the grace of God and reserve your spot in heaven." Let's pray. Father, thank you that you've made a way for us to get to heaven. We acknowledge that heaven is about you and not about the things that we'll get and the benefits that we'll receive in heaven. Help us now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.